I saw this in the Trib the other day, and it struck me because we all know people who are averse to physical contact. Like, I don't mind. I like to hug. I'll hug friends of mine. I'll hug family members. But and my family's very huggy. But this whole article or story was from a woman who is not a hugger. Said, I am not a hugger. First, there are germs to consider, but perhaps more important is the meaning behind the touch. Physical contact used to be a direct correlation to one's feelings for another person. As hugging becomes a common greeting, it's losing all meaning. I generally get one or two responses when people find out I don't hug. There's the knowing nod, so you don't like people. Or there's a question, half sarcastic and half cautious, who hurt you? Nobody hurt. Nobody. Nobody hurts. So, I don't mind hugging, but it's weird when you meet someone for the first time and they try to hug you. And then there's that awkward kind of go in, pull back, not really know if you want to hug somebody or not. My wife comes from a family that were not a lot of huggers. They were not the most affectionate crew. So when she first started dating me and would, after a while, come to family gatherings, well, everybody wants to hug. And that threw her off. She didn't cotton to it very well. She didn't enjoy the hug. But now she's come around to it. She hugs people. Bob, are you a hugger? Because oftentimes I've wanted to embrace you.
Yes.
And often I don't.
Get over here.
I love it. I'm being taunted by Miami Dolphin fans like I care. Doesn't matter, fellas. You didn't win. I didn't see you out there. Good for you. Enjoy your trip back. To your mosquito infested. You might be laughing out. You still have to live in Florida. So, you know, whatever. Whatevs. What am I, a teenage girl? Whatevs. I got to put up with the, you know, guys in backwards Dolphins hats.
It works
up
for
to
teenage girls, you know, when
it does
things
work.
Don't go their way. So,
so you do. It does, and we should. Do you, so you do like hugging, Bob?
Sure.
All right.
I'm a hugger.
Does it have to be? Do you have to know the person for a long time? Does there have to be a track record?
My brother's girlfriend. I met her one other time.
Right.
My brother's girlfriend's mother, I should say. I met her one other time, and I saw her this weekend. And yes, when I saw her, I was like, oh, how are you? And gave her a hug.
Big embrace.
Not a big one. It was just like, yeah.
Lingering?
Not so lingering.
Uncomfortably long?
No.
How long's the greeting hug?
Just, you know, like, hey, how
yeah,
are you?
Just a
and then
boom.
We're done hugging. Yeah.
Do you do the bro hug, too, with the three pats on the back?
Sometimes. I don't think so. Then there's this kind of like pulling and chest bump people that I've known people to do. I don't do that.
No, I don't do that either. If it's friends, I'll give them the good hug. Not the full body hug. I'll do the bro hug a little bit. Family members, a little bit longer. But I don't do the full almost 90 degree bend hug where you want to make sure that none of your body touches the other person. Like maybe a shoulder will touch. Are you a hugger, Susan? Don't call HR. I'm not trying to come up and, you know, be inappropriate.
Well, yeah, I'm a hugger. It's all good with me.
Wow.
Look at that. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, not if I don't know the person.
Like if Cody just run up and went, hey, I'm Cody, producing downstairs. We talked on the phone. Give me a hug.
I might be okay with that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, not with him.
Okay.
Hug Bob, even though he left you off the tour.
I know. I'm going to have to try to get past that. I'm not past that yet.
I am going to keep fanning the flames for that. An interesting column from a Washington Post writer, Veronica Tony, that was in the Trib the other day, and say she doesn't hug. And people get all bent out of shape because she doesn't want to hug them. And listen, I've met people who you could tell don't want to hug. You go in and they get very stiff, like, he's going to touch me. And that's fine. You don't want to hug. And so I only hug people that I really know well because, like you, you don't know. And God forbid you go to hug somebody and then it turns into some horrific thing where they're like, oh, my God, I don't want any of that. But Steve doesn't worry about that. He's in Huntley. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm well, thanks. So you're a hugger.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Very close family and friends. I got no problem with.
What about somebody you've met like once or twice?
If I like them and they're a little touchy feely, maybe. Yeah.
And how do you get the vibe that they're a little touchy feely?
Friendly people like to hug. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I have a lot of good acquaintances that, I guess, from what I heard from previous, I give the handshake and the shoulder bump, guys. And the women, hey, if they want to hug, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and do you linger on the hug? Do you make it? You don't make it creepy, do you?
No. You don't make it creepy. That's
just
not
a quick,
cool.
Right? Just a quick, yeah. Quick hug and move on. Were you always a hugger, or is this something that you came to later in life?
No. I've always been that way. I have a 27-year-old son that still hugs me. I hug my dad.
Yeah.
When my grandparents were alive, it was all hugs. So. Family and close friends, I guess I got to say.
Yeah, that's pretty much me too. Steve, thank you for the call. Let's go to Desplaines. Hi, Mark.
Hi, doing. You know, talk about hugs.
Yeah.
You know, you and me, if I met you, I'd tap, you know, I'd grab your hand, shake your hand, and tap. We'd hit shoulders.
All right. We'd pull in. We'd pull in for the close.
Roy Leonard, he like an uncle to me. And I'd hug Roy Leonard.
All right.
You know, but you know, that lawyer lady,
Karen
boy,
Conti.
I want to hug her. Oh. She'd be nice to her.
Mark, I think that may have been, thank you for the call. That may have been harassment over the phone. Can Karen sue him for that? I don't know. He wants to hug Karen. Now Jerry's going to be a little more nervous coming in. You know, crazy random callers want to hug Karen. I don't blame him. I'm not saying Karen's not huggable. Sure is. But, wow, it translates over the radio. This is a... Maybe you should tell her when she comes in, Cody. Just be careful that there's people out there who want to give her a hug.
Get right on that.
And I don't think Mark meant it in a weird way or creepy way. I just think he, you know, feels like he knows Karen wants to throw down. That was the wrong terminology.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yes, it was. Yes, yes.
Wants to give her a hug.
Yes.
Yes, just a nice hug.
Yes.
Right, nice hug. Just going to shake my hand and pull me, but pull me in close. And then whisper to my ear, you better get me close to Karen.
You know, there are ways to shake a person's hand, and it is more intimate than a hug.
There are?
Yeah, if you shake somebody's hand and you pull in real close and you kind of like give them the eye, that is an intimate handshake right there.
That's a mafia hit about to happen.
No.
You pull them in real close and stare them in the eye.
Oh, yeah. No, I have been on dates where I have shaken the girl's hand.
Yeah,
and
but you're creepy.
I'm, yeah.
You've shaken a girl's hand on a date?
Oh, yeah.
What, you kept it politeness? Even women walking down Michigan Avenue now are mocking you for
I'm
that.
I'm not the one that initiates the handshake. No.
Hello. Right. It's very pleasant to meet you. Thank you for an enjoyable evening on our date. May I shake your hand?
All right, Brian. I've been on a lot of first dates.
Right.
An emphasis on first.
I got that
okay?
part.
Okay? Sure. And... if they go for a handshake, I'm not going to go for a hug because that's lame.
Oh my goodness. If they put their hand out for a handshake and you go for a hug, there's a rape whistle getting blown. Something horrifying is going to happen. You can't bypass the outstretched hand for a handshake and make the big glomming hug move.
Right.
Because then they think you're putting them in the back of your van in a burlap sack.
Right.
Right. So, okay. So you handshake.
So if we go for the handshake.
But you don't initiate the handshake.
No. Never. Right. Never. I don't initiate any kind of physical contact upon meeting a person for the first time because I feel that's unnecessary.
So this is, you're talking about at the beginning of the date.
The beginning of the date because, you know, you don't know each other.
I thought you were talking about the end of the date.
No, because you got to remember, in this day and age, no one meets in person. It's the internet.
Well, sure.
So,
how do you shake hands on the internet?
Like, well, right, you meet him in person for the first time. You don't really
recognize.
You know, you make eye contact. You're like, oh, you're the one. Oh, you're Julia or whatever your name is.
Oh, you're much shorter than you portrayed yourself to be on the internet.
I never get that.
No, you don't, but.
I don't. So you meet him.
How old was that picture?
And then you, oh, man, I've had some of those.
All right.
Those are bad.
So then you gotta shake hands.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Now, if somebody fishes your hand, do you make them redo the handshake?
No, but I think badly of them. I know this may come across as sexist, and well, it's too bad. But a man should not have a wet fish handshake.
I don't think a woman should either.
I don't think a woman should either, but I'll take if a woman, sometimes the woman will do the half hand. I like a woman with a firm handshake. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you that. That's like that. A man definitely has to have a firm handshake. Women's can vary a little bit because in my opinion, a lot of women don't want to seem like they're trying to come across too manly, too hulkish. So they'll give a firm one, but they won't give the extra squeeze that a lot of dudes will give when they're trying to impress you, pull you in. But yeah, I no the fish. Once you give me the dead fish handshake, you're dead to me. I write you off.
No. What, I'm talking about when they fish you. If
right.
someone grabs like your four fingers
right.
and then shakes your hand, because
yeah.
you can't demonstrate your firmness at that point.
Oh no! If you're gonna handshake, you gotta go boom thumb web to thumb web.
But
you gotta put it in there.
But if somebody grabs my four
right.
fingers and I can't shake their hand back, I will call them out.
Really?
I've done it. I did. I met one of my friend's boyfriends like a week ago, and he fished me, and I said, whoa, hold on. I'm shaking your hand again because that was a garbage handshake. And I
nice.
Said that, and I shook his hand, and it was firm, and I said, there's a good firm handshake.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've ever called anybody out. See, and to me, a fish handshake is when it's just limp and moist.
Oh,
I don't
no,
know what you call the one where you grab. You call it. You call that the fish where they just grab your fingers.
Yeah, when
the
they
finger
grab your four fingers,
yeah,
and then because you can't do
I don't
it. Like, what do you do?
No, it's a. It, you know what it is? It's a subliminal way of them showing power that they're trying. I am going to dictate how this handshake goes. So I am going to grab you and make you fairly ineffectual with the handshake. You're going to be my handshake submissive. That's how this is going to go. And that's what it is. So I think for you to man up, puff up a little bit, and go back for a little more, yeah, I like that.
I puff up.
I like that. You got to puff up.
We got a couple good texts.
Do we?
Over here, yeah.
Well, listen, I'm glad you I'm busy focusing on...
on the show.
I'm busy focusing on what I'm saying, but whenever I hug a person, they always reach into my pockets. That's from Glenn. Yeah, see, you get too close to somebody, they'll grab you. I will say this, and I was mocking you for shaking a woman's hand. I went on a date, and this was a long time ago, because I haven't really dated since I got married.
Yeah.
But or I cut back. I just,
it
I
tends
cut,
to go by the wayside.
Yeah, I cut back on my dating since I got married. But this was a woman that I ended up having a very long relationship with. But on the first date, it went okay. We went to see Lethal Weapon. It was a fine evening. But I wasn't sure at the end of the night what the dealio was. And so instead of going in for the hug, I just shook her hand.
And you were making fun of me before.
Of course I was, because I was trying to deflect the horror of my own life and what I had done that was equally as embarrassing. So, yes, I have shaken a woman's hand at the end of a date. Thankfully, though, we then went on a second date and were together for a number of years. So it was the handshake. Maybe I have a really good handshake. Maybe that's,
Again,
maybe all my musk comes through my palm and it transfers over by osmosis.
Maybe it was an intimate handshake, as I was saying, is possible.
No, I think it was more of a politician handshake. Very far away, very dignified. I may have put my left hand over my chest to give the appearance of propriety.
Did you say
I stood up nice and straight.
Did you recite the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, but I had
you...
a sash on and
okay.
a top hat
okay,
and
good.
A monocle.
Wow.
And spats. That's how I go on a first date. I used to dress up for my dates. I'm not some punk who, you know, rolls in denim. I was all dressed up. I look like the Monopoly guy.
I'm going to start wearing a monocle if I ever am allowed to go on a date again.
I think wearing monocles is fun. I think we should all wear monocles. And we're going to bring that back. Because I would love to see Bob doing the news in a monocle. Because he wears spectacles. Would you
be
able to?
Hard for me. I could do it.
With a monocle?
Yeah.
What if you wore two monocles? Defeat the purpose of wearing a monocle. Yeah, because those are just broken glasses.
They sell them. There's an advertiser in the New Yorker who sells monocles. I'm not kidding.
Of course, because the monocle guy is the New Yorker icon.
Yeah. Where else are you going to sell it? I guess maybe something to do with Monopoly, but
sure, you do that. Yeah, you got to sell monocle, or you know, maybe you sell them at Hogan's Heroes conventions for the Colonel Klink impersonators.
Yeah.
You sell monocles there. And is there a video game character that wears a monocle? Would that be a good kiosk for us to set up at the next Gamers convention?
Not to my knowledge.
Maybe at Nerdfest next year in Indianapolis, we start hawking monocles.
No.
We get the really cool little strings that they could hang around their neck, and then you pick. Now, monocles are different than opera glasses because opera glasses have the nice handle. The monocle is just the circle, so you have to have something so you can pop it, open your eye, and it just falls and hangs around your neck. So we'd have to do some very custom-made lanyards, monocle lanyards. Right now, people are writing this down and stealing our ideas. And you know what's going to be funny? In a couple of years, we'll be interviewing the guy who made $1 billion on monocle lanyards. And then
it all started here.
It all started here. We'll play back the tape, and he'll go, "No, I never heard your show." And I'll say, why should you be any different? What?
There are very few, if any, video game characters that wear monocles.
Very few, if any. So there are a couple.
Well, there are a couple, but I've never heard of them.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to find, we'll find that out. Got a tweet. We have not, we try to get tweets. Tweets, Brian Noonan Show. Facebook, Brian Noonan Show. You text us at 302-981-7200. That's also the phone number. We're going back to hugging. Boris says, my dad only graduated to hugging very recently after my mom passed away. And it's funny when you see, you know, there are a lot of people like that who've gone their whole life and they're very standoffish when it comes to that kind of thing. And then something in them changes, whether it's an event or just a certain age. And they go, you know what? I'm going to start hugging. And then sometimes, like, my wife's grandfather was wonderful, wonderful guy. One of those older guys who then became really emotional and wanted to hug all the time and would cry at the drop of a hat. He was a great guy. It's just he had gone from being this, you know, very strict, hardline engineer guy who didn't show a lot of emotion. And then when he became, you know, a grandfather and then a great-grandfather, he's like, forget it. I'm going all out. I'm going to start hugging people and laying the kiss on the cheek, and I'm going to cry at the drop of a hat. It was great. So people do that.